This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Tonight is All Hallows' Eve, the night before All Saints' Day, followed on Friday by All Souls' Day. It's a time originally meant not for costumes and candy, but for honoring the dead. In the spirit of that tradition, Chicago's Red Moon Theater Company holds an All Hallows' Eve ritual celebration. In the weeks leading up to Halloween, it invites people to build shrines in memory of family and friends who have died. From Chicago, Hillary Frank reports.
Saturday morning at the Field Museum, Red Moon members unpack a van full of thrift store junk and old chairs. The chairs will be used as the foundation for individual shrines. Inside, one of the workshop leaders, Eve Talbert, directs participants to the many boxes of stuff for inspiration.
Well, we've got pieces of copper pipes and an old camera lens and broken watches and springs, maybe from a mattress. And we've got some old broken jewelry, kind of grandma-looking jewelry all broken up in a tin.
People rummage through the boxes, hunting for that perfect thing that reminds them of a loved one who's died. 6-year-old Eric, dressed as Harry Potter, brings a Buzz Lightyear action figure to his chair shrine. He glues the superhero to the seat in honor of 5-year-old Alex, who died of AIDS last year.
Me and Alex was like best friends.
It's really sad to lose a friend like that, isn't it?
Uh-huh. And the next day, if I could, I was going to go over his house and give him a toy.
A few chairs down, two women, Shauna and Deborah, are ecstatic when they find a magazine picture of leopards that reminds them of their friend Jimmy.
His favorite to wear, to live in, to sleep in. He had leopard skin sheets on his bed, you know.
This picture, the photograph, is actually of my wedding in 95. And as you can see, he's got like a black choker on and his leopard shirt.
Shauna and Deborah add a plastic Sonny Bono head, glittery hearts, and black lace to their chair. They're remembering their friend in exactly the way Red Moon hopes they will. They're celebrating Jimmy, bringing his memory to life. While Shauna and Deborah decorate, others gather around the museum's great hall for a parade. The parade, borrowed from the Latin Day of the Dead, with music in the style of a New Orleans funeral march, is a glimmer of the celebration Red Moon Theater will present tonight. Throughout the evening, Red Moon's band will lead a procession of skeleton characters, people on stilts, and fire handlers through one of Chicago's neighborhoods. Students from a nearby parish school will be among the 10,000 participants in Red Moon's event. Their pastor, Father Mike, says celebrating the dead is an important part of the mourning process.
Just today, I buried a 15-year-old guy who was shot on the streets. I'm going with a family who's disconnecting life support from their 10-year-old daughter. And so to have someone come and ritualize something like death in a very positive way, in a very creative way, I think is a very good way for the kids to think about it in a different light.
It comes as no surprise that some of the girls at the parish school chose to dedicate their chair shrine to a firefighter who lost his life when the World Trade Center collapsed. Jim Lasko, who started Red Moon's All Hallows' Eve ritual celebration, says this is the first year he didn't have to explain what he means by the word shrine.
You know, in the past we've gone to these community organizations and said make shrines, and we really needed our visual aids of shrines from, you know, Latin cultures or voodoo shrines or Asian shrines. And this year we don't need them because they're really a part of people's, you know, vernacular.
Tonight, Red Moon will set up a feast table that will span 3 city blocks. They'll take the shrine chairs and intersperse them with regular chairs, and thousands of people will sit down to a community potluck dinner and break bread with the dead. For NPR News, I'm Hillary Frank in Chicago.